Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here on Countdown to Pesach Part 10. So this week we will transition to the certain aspects of the Seder, talking about the four cups of wine. First of all, I want to talk about why we have four cups of wine. Normally we have just one cup of wine for Kiddush, so why when it comes to Pesach night we have four cups of wine? This well-known idea when it comes to Pesach, there are four expressions of redemption in the Torah. It says that God told Moshe, "V'chotzesi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti." I shall take out the Jewish people. I will rescue the Jewish people. I will redeem the Jewish people, and I will take them from me as a nation. So each time we have a cup of wine, we engage in this experience of redemption. Just a little bit about more of the technical aspects of the four cups of wine. Preferably should be red, unless there's a more superior white wine available. It's customary for it to be a red wine. Now, what's considered a cup? You know, when we say four cups of wine, sometimes people get overwhelmed. They say, four cups of wine? You know, we're thinking, you know, as Americans, a cup is 8 ounces. But the truth of the matter is a halachic cup in this regard is not nearly that large. The definition of a cup is considered a quarter log. A quarter log. A log is more of a biblical measuring unit of liquid. So when we talk about a quarter log, we're talking about we converting it to the units that we're familiar with. There are a few halachic opinions, and the range is basically between 3 and 5 fluid ounces. So in the lower end, we're talking about like 3 to 3.5 fluid ounces, which is less than a half a cup. So just to give context with that, so you can just have a small glass, less than a half a cup would be considered a halachic cup in this regard. Now, unlike Kiddush, where Kiddush you don't have to consume the whole cup, you can just have a malal lugmav, which means just a cheekful of wine or a cheekful of grape juice. Again, grape juice would be considered an acceptable alternative, not the ideal alternative, not an ideal. Ideals with wine, but it's considered an acceptable alternative. But in terms of how much you want to consume, it's when it comes to Kiddush, you malal lugmav. Just imagine how much to fill up one cheekful. When it comes to the four cups, you either have to drink the entire cup, or at least the most of the cup, and if not that, then at least most of a ravias. So that's an important aspect. And another important aspect is we shouldn't be sipping it like normally we sip wine. Some people like to sip their wine. You know, this is from Napa Valley, that's a Bordeaux, da-da-da, this is from Israel. When it comes to the four cups of wine, it's supposed to be consumed within what we call a k'dei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, which is a different measurement of food, and that is generally defined as it should be eaten less than 9 minutes. In this case, consumed less than 9 minutes. So don't. It's important not to let this experience of drinking the wine. It doesn't have to be in one gulp, it doesn't have to be in two gulps, but it shouldn't be, you know, over like a 30-minute period. Oh, we're still talking about the Haggadah. I want to have, I'll be sipping my wine over here. Anyways, I hope that's just some very basic information about the four cups, and look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.